840 CFCW. That was Brandy Clark, and this is Sharon with Gardening with Sharon. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Jackie?
Well, I'm perfect, and I love that we're starting off with a winner, winner chicken dinner. You have a contest winner to announce.
That's right. I'm going to be announcing that on Facebook and Instagram. It was for a free gas plant and a free children's book that my children's book that I wrote, and that will be happening after the show today.
Okay, we've had a little snow, we've had a little rain, we've had a heat in the upper 30s. Now what the heck do we do, Sharon?
Exactly. Now, what is the now what after all this heat? I have about four things to do. Number one is continue to check your plants daily for water, and water as necessary, and then also fertilize weekly. Keep fertilizing weekly, that's one thing. And then deadhead. The heat took out some flowers, right? They just fried. So take off the old dead flowers. And the other thing to do is if you have had leaves and stuff that turned yellow and kind of fried as well during that heat wave, take those off too. And if you need to trim back your plants a little bit, go ahead and do that. But if they have all that dead material on them, it slows them down in their growth.
Perfect. Okay, thank you for that, Sharon. Now, there's got to be some tough perennials. What are some perennials that love the heat?
All right, I did a post on Monday about 10 tough perennials, but perennials in general, there's more than 10 tough perennials for this kind of weather. There are some perennials that grow really deep roots. Some are tap roots, some are tubers, and those are the kinds of things that help perennials weather this stuff. Things like daylilies. Daylilies are tough. Gas plants, they have a really long taproot. Baptisia is another one. That's called, also known as false indigo. Stuff like sea holly and catmint, irises, salvia. Those kind of things last really well during this heat.
And where do we find Gardening with Sharon?
You can find me on Instagram and Facebook and my website, all under that same moniker.
Gardening with Sharon is brought to you by Teal's Greenhouse in Bruderheim in Fort Saskatchewan. Food, foliage, and flowers, tealsgreenhouse.ca. Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you.